big question is, how did this all come about?
A couple of friends of mine and I were, we've been doing every month going out and with a group, a small group, and gathering plants, fruit, you know, berries, anything, and trying to get people more knowledgeable in how to preserve them or how to make things, salves, different things like that. And we got to talking about, I'd always bring up how much I enjoyed the culture camp over in Cake. So they were, I started asking about it, and then we got this thought of maybe doing it here and bringing more of the culture out, since we have such a diverse culture in Petersburg. And I think that it's just really neat to get that knowledge out that people need.
And it will be at Sandy Beach Park Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yes, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll be starting in the morning or in the early afternoon on Friday, about 1 o'clock. And then we will go through to the evening with some, after all the demonstrations and done, we'll be doing a little drumming and storytelling. And then Saturday, we're going to start it at 9 o'clock with a woman from the co-op extension in Juneau coming down. And she's going to give her health-wise tips on the way you should prepare fish, handle fish, and the way she fillets it. Kind of that way people can see that way of being done, the proper way of handling fish. And then she, for people that want to, they can go can their fish over at the A&B hall with her. But there's only a limited number of people that can sign up for that. So if you want to get on that list, you need to call pretty fast. It is filling up. Okay. And there's a minimal fee for that. But, you know, it'll be worth it because you can bring home the product. And then we will go through Saturday. We will still be doing some berry demonstrations, making jams. We'll be doing fish, meat, all different kinds of things, and seal. We'll be rendering seal oil and having people see that so they can try it. And we'll be doing more drums and storytelling Saturday. And then Sunday, we will have a big potluck so people can try it. And we'll be doing that about 1 o'clock. We'll start out about 10:30. If anybody wants to demonstrate then, and then we'll do a big potluck.
Okay. Yeah. Where's the fish and game all coming from? And
we are having this wonderful outpouring from our businesses in town. The canneries are supplying the fish. We have the cedar box. So they're going over to get the seals for us. And, you know, there's just all the other businesses. We're going to be handing out door prizes. And they're just doing wonderful donations on the door prizes for us. And we are going to be, as a grand prize, we're going to be giving out a pressure canner. And that way we'll promote safe food handling and everything.
Want to be especially clear, because moose season isn't open for the rest of the world, but you have a special permit for that to harvest.
Yes, I do have a special permit that is for either two deer or one moose. They were very sweet on giving that to us. You could only get it when the animal is not in season. So yeah. That's the ones we got.
It's an educational permit. That's a special take permit that you can get if you're doing an educational event and if the moose is, and the meat is then donated after the fact.
Christina, what was your vision for this kind of festival, or when did you get involved in the...
So I kind of got pulled into this as part of the foraging. I do a lot of mushroom and berry picking, and that's kind of one of my personal interests is eating from local foods and doing local foraging. And at a workshop earlier this spring that PIA had put on, several of us had attended and was like, this would be great if we could continue doing some of these foraging and gathering workshops throughout the year. And so I kind of offered to do a monthly event that we've had two of them throughout the summer now. And then this month, instead of doing a monthly foraging event, I'm trying to help out with the Martian, with the culture camp for that. And then we'll probably try to hopefully continue doing the foraging events throughout, another one in the fall, and then possibly some as well next year if it continues going well. So that's kind of how I came into this.
I see. For people to sign up, it's just that one thing that they need to sign up for the fish handling on Saturday morning? Are there other things as well? Or
yeah, so as a part of this, the Rainforest Festival already does a lot of these kind of workshops involved throughout the year. And we had wanted to do a collaboration between the two events to kind of pull things together. And so for this year, we had decided to do a smoking and canning salmon workshop that's a collaboration between the Rainforest Festival and the Culture Camp. And so that one, we do have advanced signups. There will be a woman coming from the Cooperative Extension Service from Juneau who's going to be helping demonstrate some of the modern and safety techniques of some of the canning and smoking. And then hopefully we'll also have some of the elders in the community who can do some of their techniques. But the best, anyway, so that class is a sign up. The PIA is taking sign ups for that in advance, and it'll be an all day. We'll have spend the morning out at Sandy Beach doing the smoking and looking at the different techniques, and then the class participants can move back over to the A and B hall to do canning and preserving for the afternoon.